This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Even with everything that's been going on, I'm sure some of you took time yesterday to recognize and remember the mothers in your life. Maybe you bought some flowers or got some yourself because the second weekend in May waits for no pandemic, you know. Christina Stemble runs a direct-to-consumer bouquet company. It's called Farm Girl Flowers, and we had her on the program a couple of weeks ago talking about not being able to get a paycheck protection loan in the first round of that program. So, with the big flower holiday now safely in the rearview mirror, we got her back on the phone to see how it went. Christina, good to talk to you again.
So happy to be here.
Here we are on the far side of Mother's Day. How did it go? You were a little worried.
I was a little worried. It went really, really well. I feel like a huge burden has been lifted. So there was a lot of unknowns, but it all went well, and all the planes took off, and all the trucks left, and delivered, you know, thousands and thousands of bouquets to happy moms.
Did you ever get the PPP loan that we talked about the first time, or did you do this sort of on a wing and a prayer for Mother's Day?
Both. So wing and a prayer, definitely. We did find out last week, it was a big week all the way around, that the SBA did approve our loan application, one of the 21 that we filled out. And while we don't
I'm sorry, 21 application? You applied 21 times?
Yeah, I applied 21 times. We were told we should only apply once, but that didn't work the first time around. So I didn't want to take any chances on the second one. So yeah, I spent hundreds of hours applying, and one of them came through. We don't have the money yet, but we're told that it was approved. So we're hoping it does come through. And then we're also still trying to be really vocal about it, though, to help all of the small businesses that haven't received it.
When you talk to, and I don't know, you know, who your peers are in the flower world, but I imagine you're plugged in entrepreneur-wise to a bunch of people. What do they say about this PPP experience for them?
Yeah, sadly, they've had very similar experiences to us. It's really hard, though, because, I mean, like I said, I spent probably 200 hours just researching who I could apply with and then applying through very, like, untechnologically savvy, you know, websites where it would time out and you were halfway through and everyone wanted different, you know, the forms in different formats, like, you know, quarterly versus monthly IRS 941 forms and stuff like that. And a lot of the CEOs I talked to were just like, why am I going to waste this much time when I'm trying to stay afloat and working 20 hours a day as it is? You know, I still thought it was well worth the time and tried to encourage everybody to still go for it. Because, you know, we have a very uncertain economy looming before us right now.
When the first time we spoke, you were pretty clear. You think that this program, I guess we were still in the first slice. I can't even remember if it was first slice or second slice of this PPP program. But you were pretty clear that it had failed. Do you still think so?
Absolutely. I definitely think it's failed all the way around. And I also think, you know, from the standpoint of how we executed it, the no parameters basically put around it. So anybody could apply for it even if they didn't need it. And then the banks giving priority to customers that they have better relationships with, and then CEOs taking the money when they don't need it. And so my intention is not to get it forgiven because I'm hoping we won't need it that way, but to use it as a loan and pay it back. And so, you know, I think that there just needs to be a lot more, not only stipulations on how it's being executed, but then transparency on who's taken it and whether they've paid it back or not.
Last time we talked, you said that Mother's Day is it for you, right? If you can't make it through Mother's Day, then you're doomed. You have made it through Mother's Day. Is this going to carry you through the fallow season in flowers, as it were, and until the next time you get a bump?
Hopefully. So we are we had a really good good May, really good Mother's Day May so far. However, you know, just not knowing what the economy is going to look like and if there's a recession, you know, on the horizon, we're all going to be kind of just at the mercy of what that looks like every business wise. And we're no exception. So I'm excited that we were able to get the PPP or hopefully you're going to get the PPP loan just to have as a security net, because companies like us that have no bank loans and can't get a bank loan, this is the thing that might be able to take us through if the economy does decline considerably.
Christina Stemble, she is the CEO and founder of a company called Farm Girl Flowers. Christina, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai, for having me.